Donc ben voilà, bon ben on est arrivé à la maison, hein, bienvenue. Hein.
Oh là là. Maryse Ferragu has returned to her native Réunion Island for the first time in 47 years. She's finally meeting her four half-sisters, Clairette, Colette, Sabrina and Natasha.
When I arrived, it was like, wow, this little Creole house is so pretty, and the view is beautiful. We're all together now. You can't imagine how important it is to be able to put a face on someone in your family, to see yourself in them.
Bonjour, Maryse.
She's given a warm welcome, and the sisters celebrate with champagne.
Bienvenue à la maison. Bienvenue dans la famille.
Voilà. Maryse was put into care as a baby after being abandoned by her young mum. When she was just five, she was sent to live in the Gers region in the south of France. And then, age seven, she was adopted by a couple. She says they were alcoholics and neglected her. It took her a long time to make this trip, but encouraged by a support group for other stolen children like herself, she made the leap at the age of 50. She says she needs to find out who she is.
Qui je suis? Parce que ça vous rendez pas compte quand vous êtes orphelin.
People ask you so many questions when you're an orphan, but you're always looking for an identity to know who you are.
Voilà, qui on est.
Voilà, c'est l'église là où j'étais baptisée.
Valérie Andanson already has elements of knowing who she is. She's head of the Federation for Uprooted Children Support Group and first returned to Réunion a decade ago. She's already found her godfather, Valaconda.
C'était tellement intense, tellement fort.
It was very intense meeting my godfather. It's helped me put the puzzle of my life together. I'm hoping he can help me find my dad.
Mon papa.
Valérie recognizes that meeting members of your biological family is filled with apprehension and sometimes guilt.
You've got to get beyond the guilt to be able to move forward and rebuild your life. We're adults now. We can understand more. We have to speak about this before it's too late.
Avant que l'on meure, quoi. Ma maison, là où je suis née, c'est un tout petit peu plus haut.
The house I was born in is a bit further up, a shack made of corrugated iron. It's still there. My mum had six children. We were really poor.
C'est pour ça que les enfants ont été placés en garde, mais
That's why children were put into care. But it doesn't justify what happened. I think it would have been better to help families on the island, so our parents could have kept us. I was forced into exile, transplanted like an object. I was only 3 years old when they put me on the plane. It's heartbreaking, you know. It isn't normal to go for so long with no news from your biological family. And above all, to be lied to, like most of us were. It's a public scandal. We need to know what happened.
The scandal began in 1965 when the island's French MP, Michel Debray, introduced a plan to take children from its overcrowded orphanages and transferred them to rural areas on the mainland where populations were dwindling. A total of 2,150 children, from babies to teenagers, were transplanted. Some were adopted, others put into children's homes. There was little regard for people's feelings or legal procedure. Valérie Andanson's birth certificate was falsified. At the age of three, her place of birth and name were changed. For the last 20 years, she's wanted to get written proof of her real identity. Previous requests have been turned down. But finally, a civil servant at the town hall in the place where she was born hands over a certificate showing her birth name, Marie-Germaine Périgonne, her date of birth and place of birth in Réunion Island.
It's extraordinary. I'm over the moon. I'll be able to prove that I was born here on Réunion Island.
For 67-year-old Marlène Morin, this is her first visit in 52 years. She lost her mother to TB when she was 11. And then when she was 15, she was tricked into leaving the island with promises of being able to study in mainland France.
When I was 14 years old, a social worker told me that if I wanted to study, I could go to the mainland. She said I could come back to the island every year to see my sister. I wasn't leaving for good, so I said yes.
Marlène soon realized something was wrong.
The class lasted maybe 2 hours a day, and after that we had to work, gardening, housework. It wasn't what I wanted at all.
Maryse, Marlène and Valerie head to the orphanage in Saint-Denis where they were placed by social services as babies. Sister Marie is the only remaining nun who remembers that time. The children arrived out of the blue, she says, sometimes in the middle of the night. We welcomed them. We were all trained here to give these poor children some affection. They needed help. Valerie says she has few souvenirs of those early years, but some memories do haunt her.
Je ne me souviens absolument de rien de la réunion.
I remember nothing whatsoever of my time in Reunion, but I have a few vague memories of being on the plane. I see myself with all these other brown-skinned children, and I have memories of arriving in the Creuse region. I found out later from older children that there were so many of us, they had to put mattresses on the floor. We slept on the floor in kitchens, corridors, everywhere. What's incredible is that all my family was exiled at the same time. There were six of us, two boys, four girls. We were separated. I was fostered by a family in the Creuse. It didn't go well, so I tried to forget that period, to protect myself. I don't talk about it. I remember one day in particular when a social worker was due to come. We ate well that day. We wore decent clothes. I remember bumping into my brothers and sisters in town, but I didn't know at the time that they were my siblings.
Valerie's life improved when, aged seven, she was adopted.
I was adopted by a loving family when I was seven, but I'll always remember the first day I arrived in that village. Everyone was white. I went up the stairs into this restaurant, and two white people came towards me and introduced themselves as my mum and dad. Something didn't feel right. My first reaction was to go and hide under the table with the dog. That was where I felt most comfortable. It took my adoptive dad a year to come near me.
The French state has begun acknowledging the damage done through the forced resettlement of more than 2,000 children. At the Regional Council HQ, an official welcomes Marlène, Valerie and Maryse. They're to get access to their social services file from when they were in care. But Marlène goes away empty-handed.
Alors, Madame Morin, on n'a pas retrouvé votre dossier.
Mrs. Morin, I'm afraid we haven't found your file, the official tells her. When Marlène asks if they have a photograph, perhaps of her mother, that draws a blank too.
On n'a pas des photos des parents.
Maryse, however, is more fortunate.
Alors, vous êtes née en 67. Votre maman.
You were born in 1967, says the social worker. A report from that time shows your mother was already in an unstable situation when she handed you over into care. Marie sees there's no document in her file that might have allowed her to be adopted on the island by another family member. It suggests her mother didn't plan much for her daughter's future.
The state? Well, that's one thing. But then maybe these flighty mothers and fathers have to take responsibility too. Some parents weren't exactly paragons of virtue.
She discovers with some amusement that she had a high IQ.
En tout cas, merci beaucoup pour tous ces éléments.
Thank you so much for all this information. I don't hold any grudges. It'd be like blaming the Germans today for what happened in the past.
Il m'a dit que j'avais un quotient intellectuel quand même bien, donc non.
I found out I had a high IQ. We're laughing about it, but it makes you think. If I'd been adopted by a well-balanced, intelligent, loving family, I think I could have been a lawyer. It was my dream.
In March, a commission investigating what happened to Maryse, Marlène, Valerie and more than 2,000 others will present its report to the government. Some of the victims are demanding an official apology from the French president. Reporting in today's programme came from RFI's Frédéric Lebel. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.